Star 1310, this is the Gospel Spotlight. Myron Butler is our guest, and he has a new effort. It's called Worship.
Yes, I do. It's my fourth CD on EMI Gospel, and it's entitled Worship. So I'm just praying that it will be a blessing to everybody, and that it will, the music will literally take people into God's presence.
Where are you, Myron, with this album?
Well, with this particular CD, for me, you know, I know people say it often, but I'm a worshiper at, you know, at the core of who I am. So, you know, throughout all that I've done, you know, being a worshiper has always been, you know, who I was in that present moment. But I've never taken the time to really display that on an album or on a CD. So this time around, it was me really just saying, everybody, this is at the core of who Myron Butler is. And so I just really wanted to share that and really wanting to, you know, expose people to that side of Myron Butler.
You are the minister of music at the Potter's House with Bishop T.D. Jakes. What's that all about?
When I tell you, it is just an unbelievable experience every Sunday morning. I mean, just the opportunity to lead worship in that environment is at the pinnacle of what I could ever think of. You know, Bishop is you know, one of the most prolific preachers of our times. So, you know, just every Sunday morning to really sit there with that level of word and that level of worship just is kind of euphoric. But for me, you know, I'm glad that God allowed me, you know, to be able to be on that platform, to be poured into, you know, yes, you know, to do the music that he's given me to do, but to receive that kind of impartation is just, is awesome.
I noticed you have several worship leaders on your new project. Who are some of the guest artists?
Yes. Well, that was part of the thing that I wanted to do. You know, many people ask, you know, and my group Levi was still an integral part of this record. But I wanted to bring in some other worship leaders that I know of to really share in the night with me. So I brought in Blanche McAllister Dykes, who sings with Donald Lawrence. I brought in Tasha Cobbs, who sings with William Murphy. I brought in Megan Williams out of St. Louis, and Gene Moore out of Houston, Texas, who all of them, you know, they operate in positions of leadership as it relates to worship and in their local, you know, church assembly. So I really want to bring them there to really do what they do, you know, to really take people into God's presence.
There's a hymn on the project. You kind of refashioned it.
Well, I kind of, you know, refashioned it a little bit. But for me, you know, I was saying even in my choir rehearsal at the Potter's House on Saturday that as singers in the church body, we have got, you know, when I was growing up, the foundation of singing was hymns. You know, and I think we've kind of gotten away from that a little bit, you know, be it singers or musicians. So for me, it was kind of, you know, to refashion, you know, the hymn and just present it in a fresh way. But at my ulterior motive was to educate people about the hymns so that, you know, we can really have a great foundation.
Do you think that we've gotten away from God's presence?
The lyrics to those songs, they catapult us into God's presence. Speak, you know, they, and that's the lyrical content of those songs is really just the scripture. You know, it's really what I was also taught to do when I was coming up. You know, if you don't have a song to sing, sing the scripture, just sing the word of God. You know, and that's, you know, that's even, you know, what was the intent behind the first single from this worship record, Bless the Lord, you know, which is just Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Just to sing the scriptures will really just kind of, you know, just edify your spirit.
Now, Myron, when writing gospel music, what should one do?
What I would admonish anybody that writes gospel music is to start with a knowledge of the word. You know, I think that as a songwriter, we write our experiences, but to me, it starts from a knowledge of the word. So, you know, take time in Bible study, you know, and translate that into song. But it starts there. For me, I always tell songwriters, write every day. You know, that songwriting is a gift, but it's also a craft. And when I speak to a craft, it's something that you work at, something that you, you know, become better at and you mold. So I would really tell all the up-and-coming songwriters to really start there and, you know, just build, you know, consecutively from there.
It's, I guess, Myron Butler, the new project's called Worship. Myron, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Myron Butler in the Gospel Spotlight on Star 1310.